We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Simone Behema V'chaya Tohera, Halacha Dalid. This halacha is one of the major, major halachas of Likutei Halachos, which covers incredibly important things in only the way that Rav Nosson Zal can. You know, a lot to learn here, Mitzvah Shem. Uboy inyan sfira v'lag boimer u'shvuas. Among the topics that are going to be discussed in this halacha will be an explanation regarding sfira soimer, lag boimer, and shvuas. Simone behema v'chaya toira, mafris parso u'male gera, al pi ha-toira v'ayhi heim merikim sakeim, ayin shom kol ha-toira. Rav Nosson Zal says that the two basic simonim by which we identify a kosher animal from an unkosher is split hooves, and also that when it chews its cud, the food goes down to its stomach and comes back up. And this halacha will be based on Torah Yud Zayin in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is a long, major chapter of Likutei Moran. V'ho ikar linyoneinu. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to touch on the four or five points in that Torah that are critical for our discussion. Ba'ois gimel, dalid, hey, and vov. If you look in those paragraphs in Torah Yud Zayin and Likutei Moran there, those are the ones Rav Nosson Zal is going to touch on now. V'haklal linyoneinu, to summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says there, related to us, shelahachnia ksilus hasechel, in order to eliminate the foolishness in people, what's needed is the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, the korbonos that were brought there, were a tikkun for ksilus hasechel. Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there in Likutei Moran. One additional thing that I would say is, we know the Gemara says when a person commits sins, it's a reflection of foolishness. La'olam ein adam choteil kenichnas boi ruach shtus. Averos are ruach shtus. The Mizbeach is kapora for averos. The Mizbeach erases averos. Those karbonos eliminated the averos, which means it's a tikkun hasechel. It eliminates the ruach shtus and replaces it with sechel dikdusha. Shehu bechinas achila dikdusha. We know that the Mizbeach is associated with achila dikdusha, with a Jew eating properly, with holiness. Ki shulchan mechaper kemizbeach, because the Gemara says in Brochas Daf Nun, hey, that nowadays that we don't have a Mizbeach, how does Hashem forgive us for our sins? The Gemara says a Jew's table is like a Mizbeach. If he eats properly, bigdusha, with all the way proper requirements that a Jew is supposed to eat, his table is like a mizbeach. V'tikun ha-mizbeach, shehu tikun hu achila, hu al yedei geirim. And in order for the mizbeach to do its thing, to accomplish what the mizbeach accomplishes, and in order for a Jew's achila to do what it needs to accomplish, it also requires geirim. When geirim come and join Klal Yisrael, that affects this tikkun hamizbeach, this tikkun of achila dikdusha, this elimination of this ksilus, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. V'lasois geirim, how do we bring about that geirim should come and join Klal Yisrael, even though we know we don't proselytize, we don't go searching, looking to bring people in. We're talking about here geirim that they on their own should want to come and join, and they should do whatever is on their part to come and join, and then we comply, we follow the halachas of how we're supposed to address that situation properly. The last is geirim, to bring about geirim, zoichin al yidei tztoko shenoisnin la'agniyim hagunim, that comes about when tztoko is given to the proper places, to people who are really genuinely poor and really need it, ubifrat letzadike hadoir, and especially when the tzedakah is being given to the tzaddikim of the generation, shehem klulim mikamo nefoshos, where these tzaddikim are not, when a person gives to a tzaddik, it's not like he's giving to one person. The Gemara says in one place, which woman gave birth to 600,000 children in one shot? The Gemara says that was the Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu, because he is compared to all 600,000 Jews. The Gemara brings several psukim in the Torah where it says Moshe v'Yisrael, to show that he is like 600,000. If a Jew is zocheh to give tzedakah to Moshe Rabbeinu, they're giving tzedakah to 600,000 people in one shot. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, k'al yidei tzedakah nimshach ahava v'reus v'shalom. When a person gives tzedakah, that generates goodwill, good feelings. The one who receives is happy. The one who's giving is happy to give. It generates ahava, achva, and reus. Shayidei ze nase avir hanach v'hazach. And this generates a clear air. This removes the turbulence, the bad vibes, as we say in today's lingo, the bad vibes in the air. When people are not friendly to each other, people don't like each other, there's bad vibes. When people are happy with each other and have only good feelings towards each other, then there's avir hanach vazach. Then there's a calm, pure atmosphere. And Rabbeinu Zal says, when you have that, vaydeze nishma lemeirochoik hadibure emuna shelat tzadik u'emes. When the air is still, when the air is perfectly still, there's no turbulence in the air, there's no bad vibes in the air, then when the tzaddik speaks his words, which are words of emunah, his words will not only reach the people sitting in front of him, but his words will travel miles and thousands of miles. We know that when you're speaking, when there's noise in the air, that's what determines how many people can hear you. And when it's perfectly, perfectly still, a person who's out in the wilderness, out in the mountains where there's no noise at all, a person can yell and they can hear him miles away, mamish miles away. So Rabbeinu Zal says, through tzedakah, we generate this avir hanach vazach, and then the words of the tzaddik, the diburei emunah of the tzaddik, can travel. They can travel far. K'al yidei shehoavir nach vizach, azai hoylech hadibur shel tzaddik v'nishma lemerchakim. Then the words of the tzaddik are heard far away. V'nichtav v'nechkak b'sifreihem. And the words of the tzaddik get written in and inscribed in their books, in the goyisha books. His words travel and they cross the boundaries. They go out of the bounds of Klal Yisrael and they even go into the places of the Goyim. They find their way there and they find their way into the Sfarim of the Goyim, the words of the Tzaddik. Ad Shehem Moitzim B'Sifreim Hepech Emunosim, to the point where these non-Jews reading their books, they find in their books contradictions to their religion, to their beliefs. Vaydezeh Hemizgairim. And this is how they actually come and convert. And people that have spoken to converts know that many of them, in many cases, this is exactly what's happened. That in reading their own books, they found contradictions, or they saw things that led them to investigate further, to investigate in the Jewish religion, and eventually come and join. Rav Nosson Zal says now, still explaining from Likutei Moran, on the next three paragraphs, until we see the Aleph, paragraph Aleph of Rav Nosson Zal's words, he's going to give us more and more of the Likutei Moran as introduction. Ki yesh toiv kovush etzlom begolus godol, because there is good that's trapped by the goyim in a major golus. It's in a deep, deep exile by them. V'hatoiv hu nishmois Yisrael. The good is Jewish souls. We know there are Jewish souls that are physically in exile. They live in all kinds of crazy places. There are Jews that live in a place, I just spoke a couple of weeks ago to a Jew who lives in Woodstock. And he says he's probably the only observant Jew up there, you know, period, in the town of Woodstock. There are Yidden living in all kinds of crazy places among the Goyim where their neshamas are also trapped there on a physical level. We're talking about physically living. On a spiritual level, there are the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are dispersed all over. And while we're in Golos, these neshamas are in all kinds of places, including trapped among the Goyim. V'hatoiv hu nishmois Yisrael. This toiv is the Jewish souls. Shehakoil nivru b'shvilam. Whereby Hashem created everything for the neshamas Yisrael. אבל מחמש הטויב קובו שהוא מונח בשפל המדרגה במוקם שמונח אצל הועקום, אוי רשויים, אוי בעלי טייבויס. However, because of the fact that this good is trapped and it's in a very low, it's downtrodden, and where it's found among the goyim or among rishoyim or among balei taivos, al kein hu shoycheach es ma'alosoi hagdoila. What happens is that goodness, those sparks of kedusha, those souls forget who they are. They forget how holy they are, how good they are, how special they are. Shebo mimokim kodosh ve'elyon ve'noyra moid moid. They forget that they originate from an incredibly high level source that's very holy and pure and awesome. Ubitchilo hayozoicha ma'alosoi hanoyra. In the beginning, when these sparks of kedusha were first thrown into those places, they still remembered who they were. They still remember that I'm a Yid and I'm special and everything. Ach achar kach heim mizgabrim al zeh ha-toiv. But what happens is, unfortunately, when this toiv is in Golos, whether it's among the Goyim or it's among non-observant Jews, the toiv forgets who it is also. It gets absorbed. It becomes assimilated in its surroundings. V'koiv shinoi soy tachas yodom. And they conquer that toiv under their power, under their authority, ad shenitpas v'nikshar etzlam, to the point where it becomes bound and attached, deeply, very strongly attached there, ad shehatoiv bi'atzmoi shoycheach es ma'alosoi, to the point where the good forgets its goodness. As we know today, rachmon son lo yaleinu, because of the Golos, Yidden moved to different countries, you know, because of the Shoah and everything, Jews were forced to go to all kinds of places. And in many cases, in those cases where the parents retained their religiousness, their Shmiras HaMitzvahs and everything, unfortunately, sometimes the second generation, the third generation, hey man, we're living in Golos. This is America, or this is Switzerland, or this is Argentina. And here we're 0.001%, and why should I be different from anybody else? And the parents send them to schools, secular schools, and it's almost impossible for them not to be swallowed up, to forget who they are, to forget that I'm different. I'm not like these other kids here. I'm a Jew. I'm something totally, totally different. That's on a physical level what we see. But this is also taking place on levels that we don't see spiritually. Avlal yedei hadibur hayisraeli hanal shehoylech venishma venichtav besifreim al yedei koyach hatzdoko shaydeze hoavir anach vazach. But when a dibur hayisraeli, when a Jewish word travels like a guided missile, and it goes behind enemy lines, it goes into their territory, it finds its way into their sforim. How? Through the koyach of tzedakah, when there's serious tzedakah going on, which is generating avir hanach vazach, when people are giving tzedakah to the right places, where giving to this tzaddik is like giving to 600,000 in one shot. So he clears 600,000 cubic feet of still air, perfectly still air. Now when the tzaddik, when words of Torah are being spoken, it's not just heard in the room that it's being spoken or in the neighborhood that it's being spoken, but rather it's heard throughout the city, throughout the country, and it can even travel further than that, into other countries, and find its way into their sforim, v'nishma la'oznov, and it reaches the ears, E-A-R-S, of these Jews that are found there, v'nichnas b'liboy heitev, and it enters deep into their hearts. And then this goodness that's found there among the goyim is reminded, wow, I forgot, I didn't even know who I am, I didn't realize I'm a Jew. Bibichinas, as Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran quotes a Gemara, Ano Beria Kala Shebeyam, I am the fastest one, the fastest berry in the sea, Vahavino Shin Parsa, and I'm 300 parsa large. Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there to represent the great chashivus, where this toiv remembers how good it is, how special it is. דהיינו שזה הטויב זויכרס מעלוסי הגדולה שהוא מנשמויס ישראל שם למעלה מכל הוילמויס. I am a Jew. My neshama is on a higher spiritual level than all the worlds, all the malachim and everything. כי ישראל עולה במחשבה תחילה, because Hashem's first intent and first thought in going ahead with the whole creation was only for the Jewish people, for Klal Yisrael. Ubohem nimlach v'nisya'itz Hashem Yisborach b'briya seylomai. And it's with the Jewish souls that Hashem consulted before he went ahead with the whole creation. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Divrei Ayomim, the famous Pasuk, Hemo ha-yoytzrim, Yoishvei netoim im hamelech b'malachtoi. They are the architects. They are the ones who sit with the king and discuss and negotiate and plan his whole creation. Ve'ato hu hoylech l'chiloyim v'hefsid. And now this Jewish soul is going lost in this assimilation, in this golus. Vazai maschil ze hatoiv lehitzdair ularachim al atzmoi. And then this goodness starts feeling the pain, starts feeling the darkness and where they are and everything. V'choizer b'tshu and ularachim al atzmoi. And he starts feeling a genuine pity for himself or herself. V'choizer b'tshuva. And the person is zoche to return to Hashem in tshuva. Vayidei ze mizgairim gerim v'nasim balei tshuva. This is how the process, this is one of the major factors that plays a role in Balei Tshuva and in Gerim, coming and joining Klal Yisrael. So that we today, in the year 2008, in the year Tov Shin Samach, we're about to finish the year Tov Shin Samach Ches, Elul Tov Shin Samach Ches. We know that today there are hundreds of Kiruv organizations and Kiruv professionals, and there's cassettes and video and audio and video and all kinds of stuff going on. That's what we see on a physical level. Rabbeinu Zal's enlightening us, Rabbeinu Zal's telling us, Baruchnius, there are things taking place behind the scenes that you don't see, that you don't know, that are major, major factors in bringing about this revolution of so many Balei Tshuva coming back, and so many Geirim even coming and joining Klal Yisrael, that it's the Tzedakah, it's the Tikkun HaMizbeach, and the Tzedakah, and the Avir Anach Vaza, these are factors that play a major role in making that happen. In the right words, getting to the right person and touching their heart in the right place, and reminding them of who they are, and they start that search, and they're zecher to come back. ועל ידי הגרים ובעלי תשובה, על ידי זה הוא תיקן המזבח, שהוא בחינס תיקן אחילה דקדושה. Getting back to what we mentioned earlier, through גרים and בעלי תשובה, that's part of the תיקן המזבח, which is the תיקן of אחילה דקדושה, today, on our tables. ועל ידי זה נפתח אויר השכל. And then there is this תיקן of this אויר השכל, וזויכן לירויס אויר הצדיק הגודל המאיר בכל הוילמויס. And then people are zeched to see the light of the tzaddik, which is shining in all the different worlds, mikol shkein boilam hazeh, especially in our world, in this world. Avol machmas achiras hamaisim uksilos hasechel nechshach oiroi hagodol. But unfortunately, because of all of our misdeeds, because of all of our averos and all of our nonsense and everything, and because of our foolishness, what happens is the light of the tzaddik, we don't see it. We don't have an appreciation for it. We don't feel it. We can't even see it. V'afilu mi shehu etzloi eino yochoy litoim v'lahano yismeyoiroi. And even a person who's by the tzaddik, even a person who's learning the svarim of the tzaddik, or he's actually came to see the tzaddik, he don't see. He doesn't see anything. He doesn't see a bright light. He doesn't feel the kedusha. He doesn't see the greatness. Why? The chol ze machmas achiras hamaisim uksilos hasechel. It's all because of our foolishness and our averos. That's what puts walls between us, and that's what desensitizes our eyes that we don't see. Like you have these infrared, you have things. We know that there are certain colors or certain shades of light or levels of light that the human eye can see. Infrared, different things. Here again, the spiritual light of the tzaddik, you can only see that if you have the right eyes. And if your eyes aren't covered with shmutz, with ksilus asecho, with achiras amaisim. So if you have people who say, what do you mean? I went to the tzaddik and I didn't see anything. And they assume it's because he ain't shining. And they don't know he's shining very brightly. You ain't seeing. That's the problem. We make a bracha every single day. Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, poikeach ivrim. Who's the ivrim? Who are we talking about? Those guys in the blind institute? Not at all. We're talking about me. I'm reminding myself every day that I'm blind. Why am I blind? Because I'm in a world of choshech. I'm in an olam hasheker. I'm in a place of topsy-turvy. Good is bad. Bad is good. The Yetzirah plays with all of us. He makes everything look upside down. So the fact that I don't see doesn't mean that it's not there. It's there. Hashem's light is there, and the light of the tzaddikim is there, and the light of the Torah is there. And if I don't see it, it's because I don't see, not because it's not there. A person has to beg Hashem, Hashem, open my eyes. Help me, Bezercha, to correct my foolishness, the ksilus, and to correct my maisim so that I will see. But through the proper tztokah, which creates a stillness in the air, it removes all the static, all the noise from the air. That makes it that when the burim of kedusha are being spoken, they're able to be heard miles away. And this is what brings about Gerim Balei Tshuva. Shaydeze Nishlam Hamizbeach. Shubchinas Tikkun Hoachila Bigdusha. Aydeze Nichna Venizbatel Ksilos Hasecho. And that eliminates the foolishness. Vazai Zoichin Lirois Oiroi Hagodol Shelat Tzadik Wemes. And then we're able to see the great light of the true Tzadik. And when the light of the tzaddik is revealed, then we're zoichet to feel, to experience real yira and ahava, real fear and respect for Hashem, for tzaddikim, for the Torah, for mekayim sakdoshim, and ahava, love for all of these things. Ki ikar hayira v'ahava i'efshar lekabel kim al yedei tzaddik hador, because to be zeche to real yira and ava, a Jew can only receive that from the tzaddik hador shemechapes achar horetzoinos, who searches for the rotzoin of Hashem. He's always trying to find out what does Hashem really want and trying to accomplish that. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that through his quest, because he's zeche to discover the rotzoin of Hashem, beklolius and beprotius and beproteprotius, that's what helps him be zeicher to reveal the yira and ahava on all different levels. Rabbeinu Zal shows this over there. Umoitze yoisam al yedei ha-hisparus shemoitze b'Yisrael. The tzaddik discovers the rotzein of Hashem by the fact that the tzaddik is the one who has the greatest appreciation for the beauty of Klal Yisrael, hisparus. He's the one who sees the toiv in every individual Jew, in every group of Jews, and in all of Klal Yisrael. And we know Hisparus, Tiferes, is a combination of Chesed and Gvura, Yira and Ahava. Chesed is Ahava and Yira is Gvura. Yira is Bigamatria Gvura. So by the Tzaddik discovering and broadcasting this Hisparus, this beauty of Klal Yisrael, he's the one who's broadcasting this Yira and Ahava, which are what make up Tiferes, this Mid of Tiferes, Hisparus, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev. Look in Torah Yud Zayin Likut Imran, Chelek Aleph, paragraphs Gimel Dalet Hevav, and you'll see all of this explained very elaborately.